club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 16th, goes to the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, I am a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan, which is by far one of the most painful sports franchise fan bases to be a part of. Why? Because we have 5 Super Bowls, and in the 90s, when I was coming up in high school, we won 3, so there was a standard of dominance there, a level of greatness that we felt and that I personally felt at an early age. So because of that, every year since 1996, I feel like we are going to win the Super Bowl. It's painful feeling like that, it's painful feeling something and never, ever feeling that again for years. The only sports franchise fan base that can be a part of that or that can feel something worse than the Cowboys has to be the Los Angeles Clippers. Okay, the Clippers have always been the illegitimate child in L.A. If you have a daddy who's married to your mom, but your dad had other kids from other women, but you don't really know those kids. You see them every now and then, but you're not going to any of their monumental moments in life, and they are not coming to any of yours. You won't see them in any family reunions, and your biological mother is not playing stepmama to your daddy's other children. That is the Los Angeles Clippers, a.k.a. the Los Angeles Cowboys. Let me tell you something. Last night, I know how Clippers fans felt. Number one, to be a lifetime Clipper fan in a city like L.A. that has the Lakers, it means that you're not a follower. Okay, you move to the beat of your own drum. You have seen everyone going to the right to the Forum or the Staples Center to watch the Lakers play, so you went left. Still went to the Forum and the Staples Center just to watch the Clippers play, though. But I know, this year was supposed to be different for the Los Angeles Cowboys, because this year y'all landed one of my favorite players in the NBA, a man who I share the same born day with, 6'29", a cancer like myself. He's a beast. I know he's receiving a lot of slander right now, but let's not act like he's not a great Kawhi Leonard, okay? Y'all picked him up in free agency, and automatically the fortunes of the franchise changed, or so we thought. Along with Kawhi Leonard, y'all picked up a man who last night shot 4-for-16 in a Game 7. A man who in a closeout game has a career 12-and-13 record, including 3-and-7 the last 5 seasons, while averaging 19.5 points and 3.6 assists. Now, Kawhi needed a number 2, okay? He needed a Robin to his Batman. He needed a Tails to his Sonic. He needed a Pippen to his Jordan. But let me tell you something. All of those characters I just named would have been a better partner to Kawhi last night than Paul George, okay, including a 54-year-old Scottie Pippen. Now, this is why the Clippers are we are getting to Donkey of the Day, okay? All right? Do I think it's over for the Clippers? No. But I do know that this team was built to win now, like right now. Like in the bubble, because it's a pandemic now. Why? Because they bet their future on the now. They gave up 7 first-round draft picks, including pick swaps, for Paul George. They gave up, what's his name, Danilo Gallinari, who in 62 games this year averaged 18.5 points. Okay, and they gave up one of the best young guards in the NBA, Shai Alexander, who in 70 games averaged 19 points this year. Both of them would have at least showed up last night, but they had to do what they had to do to get Kawhi, I guess. I get it. I mean, it's Kawhi Leonard. You have to do what you have to do to land the big fish. But what does that say about your future? I mean, next year, the odds don't get greater for the Clippers to win a championship. They get worse. The Lakers are still going to be contenders. The Beige Brigade, that is the Golden State Warriors, led by Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, they're going to be back. The Mavericks with Luka, the Jazz, the Nuggets, all those young teams, they're going to be back with better experience. And there's nothing about those Los Angeles Cowboys that makes me feel like they will get any better this offseason. I really feel sorry for the Clippers. Y'all not even the Clippers the barbers use in the barbershop. Y'all the Clippers folks been using at the house during the pandemic. The Clippers folks cut their own hair with, you know, when you go online and have to pull up YouTube videos like Understanding Clipper Guards for Beginners. That's y'all, because nobody can understand why and how the Clippers always find a way to blow it. Is it the curse of the former owner, Donald, the segregationist Sterling? Could the basketball gods not want to see the Los Angeles Scissors win a title during a year of the Black Lives Matter movement? Maybe. Do you think basketball gods were going to do anything to make Donald T. Sterling's heart smile? Absolutely not. In fact, I don't think the Clippers will be real contenders until Donald Sterling passes away. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are potentially a year away from free agency. Donald Sterling's 86. I mean, it could happen any minute, or he might got a few years left. I don't know how bad the Clippers want it, but if it's true the Los Angeles Cowboys won't be good until Donald passes, maybe someone can call Donald and ask him how much he loves the franchise, eh? I know that feeling too. I don't wish death on anyone, but I've been waiting on Jerry Jones to clock out for years. Okay? It's okay. Doesn't mean you want someone dead. Just means you want your team to live. All right? The Scissors have never been to the Western Conference Finals in the 50 years they existed. 0-8 in games where they could have advanced to the Conference Finals. Zero. Okay? Same number of points that Paul George and Kawhi Leonard combined to score in the fourth quarter last night. Zero. The number of Sindarius Thornwell, a former South Carolina Gamecock who played for the Clippers for a brief moment. Zero. The number of Negroes in Donald Sterling's will. I don't know what any of that has to do with anything, but when it comes to LA's junior varsity basketball team, nothing makes sense. Please give the Los Angeles Cowboys, a.k.a. the Los Angeles Scissors, a.k.a. the Los Angeles Clippers. The sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.